I want to ask you again to just agree with me in prayer that this word will change lives. And this word is taken from Galatians 2:20. Now, St. Paul quotes these words, "I am crucified with Christ." Earlier I shared with you how I believe the Lord had a difficult time accepting. To accept crucifixion is quite a challenge. And no one is ever united with Christ Jesus until he is willing to relinquish not sin only, but his whole way of looking at things. And I called forth the word that I gave you earlier, where I heard a person say, "Baby Jesus is in full control." That's really a religious word. It's not a Holy Ghost word. It's not a term that comes from the scripture. Because baby Jesus was submissive to his mother and his father. Even at 13, he bowed. Or I believe it was 12. Submitted himself. My whole way of looking at things can be transformed by religious patterns. Do I get a little tiny amen? My whole way of walking with God can be changed if I can just get my mind to believe what God says about me and act on it. But if I go with my mindsets, I'm going to go around that mountain one more time. And even after 77 times, 77 times more will probably happen to me, and I'll never get changed. And my press from God is to take you from where you were, hopefully kick you hard enough with God's word to get you to change your mind about yourself and about his plan for your life. If I kick you hard enough with his word, then someday you'll say, "Wow, you know what? I used to think this way. I used to act and react in a certain way, but I'm not doing that anymore. I'm growing and I'm changing." Even if I am having a hard time. To be born from above of the Spirit of God means that we must let go before we lay hold. To let go before we lay hold. And in the first stages, it is relinquishing all pretense. To let go of everything that I perceive, not only about myself, about God, but about all of the ways that I was brought up with. What our Lord wants us to present to him is not goodness, nor honesty, nor endeavors, but real solid sin. Say, what in the world are you trying to tell me this morning? He wants to learn about my sin? Yeah! He can't get you out of what you haven't admitted is sin number one. He can't take your sin from you until you decide that you have some. He can't take a weakness out of your life until you admit to him, "I can't change me." can remember a religious person saying, well, what can God do to me after all? I'm holy. I'm perfect. What do you say to that person? If they are already holy and perfect, how can you give them a way up when they're already, in their perception, on top? If they have already believed that they are holy in their own eyes, there is no way that Jesus or me or you can change them. Because they're all puffed up in their own eyes, and they are so holy, they don't need you and they don't need God. Do I get an amen? The beginning of wisdom is to recognize I have a problem. The beginning of wisdom is to recognize that there's something wrong, that I can't grow anymore with God, and usually it's because there's some hidden sin inside of me. Could be pride, could be anger, could be resentment, could be bitterness, could be a way of thinking. Could be any one of the above. But when I present him to real solid sin, that is all he can take from us. He cannot take something away from you that you don't admit you have. How many have ever seen that they have a problem in one particular area and they go around and around and it's like their pet sin? It comes back to visit every 2 or 3 days. Well, give it to him. Admit you can't do it. If it's around you every 2 or 3 days, that means it's a pet. You know what you do with pets? Oh, you're so sweet. I love you. You laugh. That's exactly what we do with pets. And if the pet is rubbed in the wrong direction, try to pet a cat or a dog with the hair in reverse. And tell me what happens to their ears and their claws. Okay, I'm not going to go there because I think most of you have. You haven't learned. Check it out. See if your fingers get the message. What he does, he gives in exchange for our sin. What he does is he gives in exchange for our sin. Real solid righteousness. In other words, if you admit you have a failure, if you admit you have a weakness, and you say to him, I can't change me, he begins a process of healing and changing you. And then he fills you with righteousness in the process. So you become what you should have become by his miraculous grace and mercy. But we must relinquish all pretense of being anything, all claim of being worthy of God's consideration. Try that one on, because I'll tell you, it's going to change you if you do. All claims of being worthy of God's consideration. That means when you look at yourself, you look at yourself with, oh my God, there's nothing good in me. Only Jesus. Oh my God. All of what I am is him now. Him performing and working through me. Am I there yet? Absolutely not. Do I want to be there? Yes, I want to be there. But it's procedural. As I die to the way I think, as I die to the way I perceive, as I die to a way I respond, and give it back to him, and ask him, look, how would you do this, Lord? And then, wait for the answer. That's what Jesus did. Then the Spirit of God will show us what further there is to relinquish. In other words, if he's dealing with one corner, it's like the first slice of bread. And it's all tied up in that nice, long plastic bag. And you decide that you want the middle slice first, without taking the first half out. What happens? You squish all the others. Take the first slice. Get it to him. Then he'll operate on the second and third. fourth and fifth, seven and eighth. It's procedural. He learned obedience through the things he suffered, one level at a time. There will have to be the relinquish of my claim to my right to myself in every phase. If you haven't said ouch, I'm saying it for you. There will have to be a relinquishing of my claim to my right to myself in every phase. Am I willing to relinquish my hold on all I possess? Try your wallet on for size. Your bank account. The things that are yours. What if he says, it's time for you to give this up or give that up? And you start giving him an argument about every bill you've got to consider. I've done it. Lord, I can't do this right now. But I'm willing if you'll just change my heart. Amen? How many have seen he asks us for 10% and we give him 3 or 5 or 7 or whatever? He'll take you where you're at and he won't complain. But if you want to get to the next level, ask him for help. If you look at what you don't have versus what you do have, you're going to be looking from a natural perspective and you're going to fail. But if you look at your willingness to let him take over and he'll set you free. Am I willing to relinquish my hold on all I possess, my hold on all my affections and on everything, and to be identified with the death of Christ Jesus, to be identified with his death? Wow. Can I really do this, Lord? Well, only through him, who already is alive inside of you. What's his name? The Holy Spirit. Inside of you and me, the Holy Spirit is resident, and he wants to change me, and he wants to change you. But he won't overrule you. He's a gentleman. He's sweet. He's very cautious on how he speaks. He's very cautious on his demands on you. There is always a sharp, painful disillusionment to go through before we do relinquish. How many know we have a war sometimes? How many have ever faced a war? And you just don't want to do it. Admit your disability. The minute you admit it, you've got half the battle over. I remember saying to the Lord, you want me to do this? And the Lord said, yes, I want you to, but I know you're not ready. So I responded and I said, Lord, prepare my heart. Give me a willingness and prepare my heart. Create a willingness in me to do it your way so that I don't go back around this cotton picking mountain one more time. I'm tired of the same mountain. I haven't the energy to go around one more time. I'm tired of the old me giving you a hard time. When a man really sees himself as the Lord sees him, it is not the abominable sin of the flesh that shocks him, but the awful nature of the pride of his own heart against Jesus Christ. Close your eyes. I want you to hear that one more time. When a man or woman really sees him or herself as the Lord sees him, it is not the abominable sins of the flesh that shock him, but the awful nature of the pride of his own heart against Jesus Christ. When he sees himself in the light of the Lord, the shame, the horror, and the desperate convictions come home. When the Lord begins to convict me, It is a gentle conviction that comes. It is a way of thinking that he begins to present to me to say, look, I've got a plan to save you out of this mess. If you will just follow the yellow brick road. And if you are anything like me, you're going to be concentrating on all the things you don't have. The heart that you've got that's no good. The emotions that you don't have. Blah, 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 blah. And he says in his word, I can do all things through Christ. Who? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're not going to be able to do this because otherwise he would have already succeeded in getting you to that base. You'd be at the end of the yellow brick road. You'd already have a knowledge of who the real wizard is. Yes or no? There's a message for those who think that you are the wise guy. Take the curtain down. Look in back of the curtain. You'll see the wise guy is not really me. The real wise guy is Jesus. He's not a fake front. If you are up against the question of relinquishing, go through the crisis, relinquish all, and God will make you fit for all that he requires of you. God will make you fit. God will make you fit. God will make you fit. God will prepare you. God will strengthen you. God will make you what you don't think you can be. He'll take that rotten looking bulb, put it in the ground, manure it, water it, and the sunshine will come, and it'll come out of the ground, an awesome celebration to God. Why is this message so hard? Because I want to sing that song. I did it my way. And reveal the wizard. Would you close your eyes, please? Father, I can't change them. But you definitely gave me this message so that they could be going to you this morning. Face the risen Christ. Face the one that chose to die. So that they can come to life. That's my heart, Lord. If they choose to die to what they think is right, if they choose to let him take over the hardships, the sinful nature, the warring thought patterns, the deceiving forces, and all the darkness that has overwhelmed them, this day will become a place of change, of salvation, and of healing. So would you repeat after me, Lord Jesus? Thank you for this message.
Thank you for this message.
I don't like it, but I'll learn to walk with it. Convince me and change me of the things that I can't change about myself. And I'm trusting you to do a great work very quickly because I need your help now. Not next week. Now, in Jesus' name, I pray. If we really submit to this message and let it become alive in us, we're going to be different human beings. Now, would you lift your hands to the Lord with me? Say, Lord Jesus, for those who listen to this message on the internet, let it go deep into their hearts. Let there be grace to change and heal them. Like there is for us today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen.